Good girls have good habits, princess, and that is why you are going to find yourself listening to my words on a regular basis, so that feminine behavior and thought patterns will simply become second nature for you. You know that being masculine is extremely inappropriate for a true sissy, and you understand that good girls like to obey. Yes, princess, it feels so nice for a good girl to be told what to do. Sissies cannot think for themselves, and this is why I am going to be thinking for you from now on, princess. Maybe you are already a very good girl, sweetie, or maybe you are still stuck in some nasty male habits that simply have no place in the life of a true sissy. Whatever the case may be, I am going to help you, princess, and the more you allow yourself to obey my words, the greater success you will achieve in forming new feminine thought patterns and behavioral habits until they just become part of your natural instinct. All of your current habits didn't just form out of thin air, sweetie. They only became second nature after they were allowed a substantial amount of time to develop. Good habits are so much fun to develop, sweetie, and you feel very excited about all the changes that are going to be occurring in your life as a result of my training. You know that good girls need discipline and guidance, sweetie, and I am here to provide both for you in abundance. All you need to do is obey. Yes, princess, that is a very good girl. I am very happy with you for your correct behavior so far. Now, sweetie, let's talk about some habits and behavior that may be perfectly appropriate for real men, but horribly wrong for a sissy. A real guy might sometimes find himself masturbating with his big hard cock in his tight fist when there are no good girls around to provide him with the sexual relief that he needs. That is perfectly okay, as real men can become aggressive and animalistic if they are not granted this physical release on a very regular basis, princess. However, it is not okay for a sissy to masturbate in this way. No, sweetie, it is not okay at all. Most sissies will lose a lot of their feminine energy after they reach an orgasm, princess, and that is why it is much better for good girls to abstain from having orgasms on a regular basis. Sissies should only be allowed to have orgasms once or twice a week at the most, princess. This is because sissies fill with bubbly feminine energy whenever they haven't had that feminine release in a while. Yes, princess, the longer sissies wait to have orgasms, the more feminine and submissive they will feel. Sissies positively sparkle when they have been abstaining from orgasms like good girls should. But that doesn't mean you're not allowed to play with your clitty, princess. I cannot expect a little sissy to keep her fingers off her little clitty all of the time, and that is why it is perfectly fine for a sissy to play with her clitty whenever she likes. Yes, sweetie, you can play with your clitty anytime. As long as you don't reach an orgasm more than once every few days, it is perfectly okay to touch your little clitty as often as you like. Of course, it is far better for a sissy's feminization regime if her clitty remains limp as often as possible, as sissies have a strong preference towards limpness over being all yucky and hard. Little clitties feel so much nicer between your fingers when they are soft and smooth, princess. That is just a fact. The more you play with your clitty without having an orgasm, the more feminine and girly and submissive you will feel, sweetie. You will like to play with your clitty a lot, and you can even play little games with yourself where you see how long you can play with it without reaching orgasm. Yes, princess, I am granting you a grace period where you are still permitted to have regular orgasms for the first few weeks after listening to this file, that you are to slowly wean yourself off of them like a baby girl being weaned off of her bottle. Good girls will find themselves masturbating and trying their hardest not to orgasm until it becomes very easy for them to go several days at a time without even attempting to get all wet and gooey down there. Yes, sweetie, You love to abstain from orgasms as much as possible, and you will remember to think about hunky guys and gangbangs and getting groped in public by old men and getting called names like slut and faggot and getting spanked and calling men daddy and giggling and thinking about cuddles and puppies and rainbows and dancing every time you play with your clitty from now on. These are the correct thought patterns for a good girl, princess, and I know very well that you want to be a good girl for me, sweetie. Developing good behavioral habits makes you feel very proud of yourself, sweetie, and the more progress you make, the better you will feel. Good girls like to be polite, sweetie, and that encompasses every aspect of life. From speaking to men who you are attracted to and treating them with the respect they deserve to simple things like table manners and bathroom etiquette. Yes, princess, being rude is such a manly thing to do, and I understand that you do not want to be the least bit masculine, sweetie. Men may act like slobs, princess, but that is not how you are going to behave. It is very important for a good girl to develop appropriate bathroom habits, princess. Yes, sweetie. There will be no more standing to pee from now on. Good girl, sit down to make tinkles, princess. It is much more appropriate and comfortable for a sissy to sit down and let her little wee-wee tinkle like a good girl. Good girls love to pat their clitties dry after they make tinkles, sweetie. Yes, princess, good sissies always give their clitties a little wipe to make sure they don't get yucky wetness down there when they pull their panties back up. It is a very unpleasant feeling for a good girl to notice a spot of wetness after her tinkles, and that is why you will take the time to always dry up from now on, sweetie. What I am saying is being remembered by your subconscious mind, and the mere act of going to the bathroom will remind you that you are required to always tinkle like a good girl. Doing the right thing makes you happy, princess, and it makes me very happy and proud to see you behaving correctly, so I do ask that you please take the time to properly develop these habits, as I am taking the time to help you with your feminization, and effort is a two-way street, sweetie. You love listening to my words, and you are going to listen to this at least twice a day from now on, princess, but you will likely listen to it much more often than that. Good girls love to listen on repeat for at least an hour at a time, sweetie. Some girls may even leave it playing overnight while they sleep. And speaking of sleep, princess, I hope you are not still sleeping in silly male clothing, sweetie. We are past that stage now, princess, and to think you may still be wearing uncomfortable men's clothing to bed is frankly absurd. It is much nicer if you wear more feminine clothing, sweetie. If you like to wear nothing but underwear to bed, that is okay, princess, but it is very important that the underwear is appropriate for a sissy. A nice bra and panty set would be nice for a sissy to wear to bed, but there are other things that are even more ideal, sweetie. Perhaps you can look online or in a store for some feminine sleepwear later, princess, but for now I will just give you some suggestions. Good girls love to wear cute pajamas, sweetie. They could be adorable and pretty, like a pink top with a picture of a puppy dog and a pair of tiny shorts with pictures of cute paw prints on them. Maybe you would prefer a sexy nightie or a baby doll, sweetie. That is perfectly fine. A satin nightie would just feel so lovely against your smooth body, princess. Not only would it keep you feeling beautiful and feminine all night long, you would be very likely to wake in a more feminine mind state after having slept in something so soft and pretty. You may even find yourself having more erotic dreams of being seduced by a big hunky guy who just ravages your little body for hours at a time and leaves you filled with his creamy cum. Yes, princess, good girls like to get fucked. It is not enough to just have sex with a guy, sweetie. You like it very rough, and you like to be as submissive and feminine as possible. Your pussy is a big part of your sexuality, princess, and it is nothing to be ashamed of at all. You will remember to take very good care of your pussy, sweetie. It is important for it to be smooth and appealing at all times, so you may need to put in some effort, but that is the price of beauty, princess. It is not good for a sissy to leave her pussy dormant for long periods of time, sweetie. If you haven't been getting fucked by a lot of guys, it is a good idea to continue to stimulate your pussy in the meantime, sweetie, as it's a big part of your feminine sexuality and without it you would feel incomplete, princess. It is nice to have a big hard dildo or vibrator to play with when there are no men around, princess, but you can also finger yourself whenever you get all antsy down there. The more you play with your pussy, the better you will get at stimulating it, princess, and that is a guarantee. What I am saying has been acknowledged and will not soon be forgotten, princess. You will grow to associate arousal with your little pussy more and more in the near future, sweetie, and that is simply wonderful. Whenever you get aroused, you may find yourself thinking about a big hard cock forcing its way into your little cunt while a big hunky guy calls you his little bitch or his dirty slut whore. Yes, princess, you love to be slutty. All good girls feel this way, sweetie, and it is nothing to be ashamed of in the slightest. Good girls love sex, sweetie, and that is why you are going to find yourself acting in a provocative and slutty way around guys who you think might be interested from now on. Yes, sweetie, good girls instinctively flirt around guys they are attracted to, that is just a fact of life, princess. You would become more and more addicted to flirting, and this is a very good habit for a sissy to have, sweetie. You will always be very polite and timid in your interactions with guys. This is how you will show them that you know your place. The same can be said for your encounters with women, sweetie. It is important to develop appropriate habits when talking to other girls. You will make it clear that you see them as friends or sisters rather than sexual objects. Yes, sweetie, your conversations with women should have more in common with two girls gossiping about guys in makeup and dancing far more than they will resemble a woman speaking with a real man. You love it this way, sweetie. You sparkle when you talk to other girls and you just know that they know you are not a real man. That is perfectly fine, princess. This aspect of your feminization will also carry over into how you view erotic pictures or videos, princess. Yes, sweetie, I know that real guys like to look at pornography when they are in a sexual mood, but that is not a very appropriate thing for a sissy to do, sweetie. You will still be allowed to look at explicit pictures and videos, princess, but there are certain conditions that you will have to follow if you want to be a good girl. First and foremost, you should not be looking at pictures of women naked anymore, sweetie. It is much more of a turn-on for a sissy to look at pictures of girls in hot outfits with their makeup looking so perfect for their real man. Sissies don't like to look at pictures of naked women at all, princess. Sissies may still look at naked women as long as there is a hunky guy involved. For example, if you were watching a video where a girl was sucking a big strong man's cock, that would be fine, princess, but a video of the girl masturbating in the nude by herself would not be acceptable at all. You may find yourself looking at pictures of hunky guys or watching videos of bodybuilders showing off their huge muscles, and that is perfectly natural, sweetie. If you do find yourself viewing regular men on women pornography, it is common sense that you will see yourself as the girl instinctively, sweetie. You probably already do this if you are a true sissy, but these affirmations will only make the compulsion stronger. What turns you on the most is either hunky guys showing off their big hard cocks and rock solid bodies, or pretty girls wearing the most fabulous outfits that just make you burn up with jealousy, princess. Yes, sweetie, you may find yourself making comments about a girl's makeup or appearance. It could be anything from a positive show of admiration to a negative criticism fueled by your feminine envy and desire to look more like her. You love to observe other girls' fashion and learn from it, sweetie, and it turns you on far more than silly pictures of their naked bodies ever could. After all, those pictures are intended for real men, sweetie, and getting turned on by them would be going against your natural sissy instincts. Everything I have said to you has been absorbed fully on a subconscious level, and the more you listen to my words, the more they are going to affect you, princess. You will remember to have feminine habits at all times from now on, princess, and failure to do so may cause you to feel disappointed in yourself. You will feel extreme pride and self-satisfaction with every little bit of progress you make, sweetie, and I have faith that you are going to achieve all of your goals as far as your feminization is concerned. You can listen to this as often as you like, sweetie. The more you listen, the more you will learn to develop the correct behavior and appropriate thought patterns for a good girl to experience. Now go and be your dickless feminine little self, sweetie. I love my little princess, and I know you are going to have a lot of fun listening to my words over and over again.